We were toying with the idea of making a bumper sticker that said, smaller house, bigger life. Because the Airstream was like a tiny little house with a huge yard.
Cross-country travels in an Airstream trailer were more epiphany than National Lampoon for David Wilcox and his family. Now he's translated the experience into song, even choosing to make the album in his portable home. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, Rita Houston here. Singer-songwriter David Wilcox emerged in the late 80s as a uniquely gifted guitarist with a smooth voice and an imaginative way with words. And after a dozen albums and 2 decades touring the folk circuit, he decided to make a change. For 2 years, Wilcox and his family brought home on the road in an Airstream trailer. And aside from new places, new people, and plenty of interesting stories, the trip inspired David to look at the role of home, wherever it may be. Because his home was an Airstream trailer, he decided not only to call his new album Airstream, but record the songs in the trailer itself. During an interview at FUV, host John Platt got a taste of the new songs in the studio instead and learned more about David's goals for the album.
I didn't want it to just to be travel songs. I wanted it to be the inside journey. And the moment that it came to me was I was out walking. It was late. It was kind of warm but sort of misty rain, and it was in the Pacific Northwest. We were there off-season, and there was almost nobody in this campground. And I'm walking back toward the Airstream, and I see it in the distance with the little amber light in the windows, and it feels more like home than any house I've ever lived in. And I thought, now this is odd. It's a tiny little thing. How could it feel more like home than any house I've ever been in? And I realized that what it was suggesting to me was a way of being in the world where home is not something that you're bound to. Home is something you can take with you. Mm. And I want that not just in this big metal thing. I want it in my heart. I want to build my home in the way that I see and not just the fact that I'm looking at familiar things. I want it to be something that I can carry with me. And so that's what the songs are about. Every turn around, all the bridges down, that's the road that I traveled alone. Just the way it was, broken promises, what's it take to lead a heart home? If I never been brokenhearted, if I never got left behind, been a little bit crazy with the thoughts in my mind, till I had to let go of knowing, cause I gotta be lost and found, to land exactly where my heart was bound to find. After this long hard climb, and turns that will twist and wind, love meets me right on time.
Traveling around the country, how did your perspective on this country, in a global sense, change?
Oh, fascinating. It was really cool seeing the rural America, which I, even though I travel a lot, I always travel for cities to play gigs. I'm never just out in the middle of the boonies in some campground meeting all the travelers, all the, you know, the people who really live at the edges of the bell-shaped curve. And it was marvelous. It was just a whole other world. There are some really trippy places in this country. First of all the national parks are basically the freak show of nature. They're geologic things that happened once in one place. And they've been preserved, and the people who kind of travel around and stay on the outskirts of the towns have this wonderful sort of tribal kind of allegiance to nonconformity in their own quirky ways. There's no like dress code. It's not like, you know, like a musical movement where you have a conformity of nonconformists. This is really people who they're like end of the roaders, as they say in Alaska.
Lightning cracks the darkness, and for a moment I can see. It's just a spark to start with, but I follow where it leads. I can't spend my whole life hiding where no soul could ever thrive. I can't live with just surviving. Wants to feel alive. Life is change. Change looks frightening. Watch that wind. I've been warned, but I live to feel. feel this lightning in this perfect storm, this perfect storm.
Live at FUV, it's David Wilcox and a song called Perfect Storm. Hear the complete interview with David Wilcox and other special performances in the online archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.